Take number 4A.
Today we have an introduction of possible committee bills, and then we have two bills up for work session. Why don't we start on the work session bills, and I'm going to turn it over, starting at the bottom of the agenda, House Bill 2266. Representative Baum is going to tell us why we're going to send this bill on to greener pastures. Perhaps Representative Baum.
Mr. Chair, referring to Bill 2266, this is a measure which we tried to do something about the Oregon Department of Revenue holding on to cases for a long period of time and having interest and penalties run against certain taxpayers. The measure would allow a taxpayer to proceed to the Oregon Tax Court without first paying the tax in dispute. The taxpayer could remove the tax dispute from the Department of Revenue if action were not taken within 9 months instead of waiting 12 months as is currently required. This has a revenue impact, therefore I'd move that we refer this to the Revenue Committee.
Representative Baum moves House Bill 2266 to the Revenue Committee because of revenue impact. Representative Courtney? And it's revenue impact, not,
An approximate amount of $8 million they have.
That, how gutsy do you want to be? I mean, $8 million? Okay. Any objection to moving it to the Revenue Committee? House Bill 2273, Representative Edmondson, relating to civil process.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill that adds certain pension plans to the exemption from attachment to garnishment. It was passed in 1987 in Senate Bill 765. The Oregon State Bar requested that we add pension plans by self-employed and individual retirement accounts to the list of exemptions. It also removes what had been a one-year rule that any money transferred to a pension plan would not be subject to attachment or exemption within 1 year of transfer. This bill removes that one-year rule and adds a fraudulent transfer rule that it is reachable if the transfer was fraudulent to avoid creditors in basically bankruptcy. It also allows exemptions for transfers into private plans called rollovers from exempt pension plans that have been in existence to allow individuals to transfer their pension plans without the threat of losing the exemption from attachment and garnishment. This, I think, completes the public policy that was decided by the Assembly in 1987 and gives us a complete list of pension plans. So I would move that this bill be recommended to the House and do pass recommendation.
Representative Edmondson moves House Bill 2266 to the floor to do pass recommendation. Amended? Or amended?
2273. I should have
2273.
There was no amended. We discussed an amendment.
Unamended. And I might add, no opposition from any party that testified. The Oregon bankers are on board in it. Any further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2273.
Representative Baum?
Aye.
Representative Baum? Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Calhoun?
Aye.
Representative Calori?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Edmondson?
Yes.
Representative Manick?
Yes.
Representative Miller? Representative Minnis? Chair Mason?
Representative Minnis, how do you vote on 2273?
Aye.
Aye. Representative Mason votes aye also. That's the first bill. I looking at these freshmen here, I want to carry this, or which one of you are glad to? You realize this is your shot at glory.
Mr. Edmondson is very good at glory.
Glory was one of my strong suits in law school.
Okay. And that bill will be sent down there via messenger immediately. We are in a kind of a fun competition with state and federal affairs. Mr. Taylor, what's your learned judgment?
Mr. Chair, I spoke with the clerk of the House. Where we have introduction of bills in a generic form, you can introduce any and all bills before you.
If you'll open up your bill introduction folder, they all have all these in the bill introduction folder?
I hope so.
Okay. As per the usual and traditional policy of judiciary, we have a relatively open introduction policy. Numerous of these bills are from Oregon Trial Lawyers Association, and I will very briefly go over them. Again, the introduction of the bill does not mean your endorsement of the bill, and I put that caveat on there every time. For LC 674 prohibits insurance forms that include cost of defending claim within the stated limit of liability. LC 683 authorizes court to award attorney's fees and costs of a suit and proceeding to enforce order issued in paternity proceeding. That's not OTLA. LC 684 allows juvenile court order requiring child to pay restitution to be docketed as a civil judgment, allows enforcement of order for a minimum of 10 years if not satisfied. LC 685 authorizes court to enter order against custodial parent to provide support of child attending school. LC 692 creates a system of pure comparative negligence. LC 694 repeals distinction between economic and non-economic damages, provides for joint and several liability. LC 695 repeals prohibition of punitive damage awards against certain regulated health care providers. LC 700 removes time limitations regarding products purchased in product liability. Civil action requires civil action for damages from disease resulting from toxic substance or carcinogen to be commenced within 2 years of discovery. LC 702 repeals provision for immunity from punitive damages for manufacturers of drugs approved by Federal Drug Food and Drug Administration. LC 705 removes prohibition against injured worker pursuing claim against public body. LC 1805 creates lien for medical services provided by a medical provider. LC 1807 requires insurers to inform insured and provider of denial of personal injury protection benefits. LC 1812 includes insurance within definition of real estate goods and services. LC 2088 establishes graduation from accredited law school as requisite learning and ability for admission to the Oregon State Bar. In lieu of examination.
Here, here.
Mr. Chair, I believe that was
the
Oregon Law School.
Oregon Law School. That's Oregon Law School. That's the Miller-Mason Memorial Bill, which Representative Miller and I lobbied on in 1975 and managed to get past one session, but to keep the bar lobbyists employed, they drove a heart through the stake through the heart of that poor little bill over in the Senate. But anyway, Oregon Law School. Oregon Law School. No one in the trade as diploma privilege. Any discussion of the proposed introductions? Again, we have a very open introduction policy.
Since we're doing this as a matter of courtesy, Mr. Chairman, those of us who graduated from out-of-state institutions will not object.
Good. Is that okay, Representative Courtney, as an out-of-state out-of-state institution graduate?
Okay.
Any objection? Okay. Thank you. That's it for full committee action. We're going to... Yes, Mr. Taylor.
I was absent, but did we take care of House Bill 2266?
I'm sorry. The proper motion is Representative Baum would be...
Motion to move it to send it to the Revenue Committee.
Your Representative Baum moves it to the Revenue Committee. Not yet. I can't even get the amendments back, Peter. Any objection to moving it?
Sure. Wouldn't it be a due pass with a recommendation that be?
Yeah, due pass recommendation, but to be sent to the Revenue Committee. Right. I'm a little There's some people would like us to send it off the floor, but my gut tells me that, notwithstanding all that bill's friends, it would be a hard row to hoe on the floor. Pardon the mixed metaphor with that bill.
Which bill are you talking about?
The $8 million revenue bill. I was listening to our Bob Dylan outside.
Yeah,
he's out in the courthouse.
Nice touch.
The ghost of hippie passed him. But anyway, thank you very much. Any objection? Okay. That's it for the full committee, and we'll move into a subcommittee here in a few minutes. Will you for business?